Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hi, guys. On today's show, I have a guest with me. His name is Cedric Bertelli. He is one of the founders of the Emotional Health Institute. He's going to talk to us about trauma and how you can heal some of that trauma. So let's bring him on and we'll get started. Hello, Cedric. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Donald. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Very good. I was really intrigued that you when you guys reached out to me and read up a little bit about you, and then we had that conversation, and it is very intriguing. So about what you do. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about you, and then we can get into the work you do.
Sure. So my name is Cedric Bertelli. I was born in France. I do live in the US. I've been living here for about 20 plus years. So more than half of my life has my accent doesn't show, actually. It's still very thick. I'm sorry about that. My first career was in hospitality business. I used to work for the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company. I was director of the restaurants for them. And my first job for them was at the Ritz in Half Moon Bay, California. That's how I came in the US. And since 2009, I completely shifted my career to focus on, emotional well-being, and specifically how to understand how the brain constructs emotion so we can, the most natural way possible, deconstruct debilitating emotional pattern. And in 2011, we founded the Emotional Health Institute in the USA, in France. And since 2023, we are now operating out of Japan as well. And it has been growing quite fast. And the reason why it's growing so fast is because what we're offering is very pragmatic, very efficient, very natural. Through the Emotional Health Institute, we are teaching a body of work called Emotional Resolution, or EMRES, that will, I think, to situate it a little bit, is at the crossroad between the neuroscience of emotion and philosophy, specifically the philosophical work of Baruch Spinoza, Epicure, Merleau-Ponty, all these people that have been talking about emotions for centuries. And everything is there in the book, so to speak. And right now, blended with neuroscience, we can really find a very efficient and simple way to heal the wounds created by past trauma.
Now, you said you came over working with the Ritz, and then you transitioned into, is there something that sparked you to follow this path, or?
Yes, well, first I've been a very anxious person since I was a child. I was extremely anxious, a lot of self-directed anger. And then working at the Ritz, I had the opportunity to have a large team to manage a lot of people, and I could see very quickly that you don't manage people, you manage their emotions. You have to understand people emotionally in order to allow them to thrive and to be happy to come to work and to do their work. And it became an interest of mine, and see how past trauma, how most people emotions are not congruent with their reality. You know,
right.
Most people emotional responses or reaction definitely come from past experiences and are not congruent with what's actually happening in their life right now. And so understanding why is that happening and how can we shift that? In 2009, what happened is the economy went down and things changed in the company. I wasn't in agreement with everything anymore. So it was a good sign for me to stop. I was almost 30 years old back then, to stop and to focus on something else. And went back to France and studied what I'm doing now, and came back with this this concept, this work.
Awesome. Well, yeah. I mean, especially over the last few years, there's so much of that going on, so much of the trauma just from the way the world has been. And we were actually talking about it in one of my groups the other day, emotional trauma. So it came up again, and I knew that I was getting ready to do this. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be interesting. So I'm anxious to share that with the listeners and see how they resonate. So that's cool. Okay. So if someone calls you, what would be like your, how would you start to discuss this with them, I guess would be the question.
Yeah. So when people call, I usually ask them, what can I do to help you? Right. What is it? I have nothing to sell. What is it? How can I help you? And the question is, if we could shift anything within you during this conversation, let's say that everything is possible. Let's say we can shift one thing within you during this conversation. What would that be? And and it is key for the person to have an idea of what they want to shift in them. So beyond family trauma, family story, beyond pointing fingers or finding excuses, in me, what is it in me that I sense that is toxifying my life, that blocks me, that do not allow me to move on to certain things? So I'm talking about anxiety, anger, frustration, resentment, depression, PTSD. People come to see me for fear in general, for all those all these elements. And
So not so much, like you said, not so much finger pointing, what did they do to me?
That's right.
But what can I change in order to just be happier, basically?
That's right. I often tell my clients, I cannot do anything about your father or your mother or your wife or your children. No. The only thing you can change is you. That's why we're here. So regardless of what's happening in your life, what is happening in you? What is making your life difficult?
Right.
When we take responsibility for our own stuff, then we stop being puppets from the environment.
Right. I mean, that's so important, because I've learned on this journey that, and I've told so many people in the groups and that I've talked to here, that you can't change anything else besides you. You know, maybe things didn't happen as they say they did, but the only thing you can do is work on use. We all have something.
Yeah.
We all have something we can change.
That's right.
And that might be the one thing that turns a light bulb and, you know, makes a different relationship possible. So
absolutely.
It's interesting.
And to go back to something you said earlier, you know, people talk about trauma healing often. And trauma healing is a good concept. Tons of books are being sold about trauma healing. But I think that trauma healing is just impossible. Because trauma, I know what your show is all about. And I know you guys are going through tremendous trauma in your experiences. But trauma happened. There's nothing we can do about that. Trauma happened. Trauma cannot be healed. If I was sexually abused, if somebody from my family left, trauma happened. It cannot be healed. The only thing that can be quote-unquote healed all the wounds that this trauma created. So in my work, we never talk about the trauma, or very, very rarely, or very little. I don't want to know what your trauma was, almost. No, tell me what's happening today. What are the repercussions? What are the impacts of this trauma in your life today? This we can resolve.
Gotcha. So not so much the trauma, but what the repercussions were from that trauma.
That's correct.
Got that. Okay.
Because, you know, I've been doing that for a long time now, and I never had a client that can remember a trauma and that only has one repercussion. I mean, every time there is a trauma, there's several emotions that come up in life. You know, you lose trust, self-worth, et cetera, et cetera. So talking about this one event, yeah, okay. Sometimes people have to be heard, and that's not my job. My job is, pragmatically today, what can we do so you can be better in your life?
Wow. It's interesting too, because my wife and I and some friends were just talking about this today. As a matter of fact, they were talking about it, and then her and I talked about it this afternoon, trying to remember some trauma that's happened to us in the past and how to deal with that now. So it's almost the same thing. It's really kind of freaky that is coming up, knowing that we were going to have this conversation. So that's really cool.
There's no coincidences, huh?
For sure. Matter of fact, my wife told me today, she mentioned that her and her friends get together and they talk about spiritual things and whatever. And that's one of the things that they talked about recently was trauma and, you know, letting go of that trauma and being able to, you know,
leave on.
So, and cutting that, they call it the cutting the cord from that trauma to now.
That's right.
So, so she was asking me earlier about things in my childhood, and I'm like, gosh, I'm going to have to think about that. Cause what trauma have I experienced that's a block for me now that I can cut, that I might be able to then use some of your techniques and others to help heal that, you know, what's going on now.
So, I think Donald is one step too much. You don't have to remember what happened in your childhood. It's about looking at what's happening today, at least for me. That today, what are my anxieties? What are my fears? What are my blocks? And from here, this can be resolved. You know, I would say two-thirds of the time, I would say that, two-thirds, yeah, a good half of the time, people that link today's behavior to a specific trauma are wrong. As human beings, we love to know why. We're spending so much time wanting to know why, but knowing why do not resolve anything. If anything, it creates more resentment because we build emotion upon emotion.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
You know, some people need to know why, and that's fine. That's why there is therapy, and therapy is great. But at the end of the day, and it's from experience, when we create a bridge, this is why I'm here today. This is why I feel this way today. The reason that we find might give us some kind of satisfaction, but that's not going to fix anything.
Right.
Often it creates more emotions. No, it's the way that the brain constructs emotion is like this. Can I put a little bit of this, how the brain constructs emotion?
So
understand why. It's something that we have to understand is every time we feel an emotion, we know that we feel an emotion today because we're feeling physical sensations in our body.
Right.
This physical sensation is called interoception. We know that we have an emotion. We know that we feel anxious or resentful or angry or whatever it is because there are physical sensations in our body. That's how we know it. These physical sensations are a prediction from the brain. So I'm going to explain. When we experience a trauma, it doesn't matter when, from when we are in utero to today. By the way, what is a trauma? A trauma, very simply, a trauma is an instant that hold too much stress, physical or emotional, for us to take on at the moment when we experience it. That's what the trauma is. Too much stress, physical or emotional, for us to take on because of, where we are in our life, our personality, our level of fatigue, doesn't matter. If it's too much for us to take on, that's considered as a trauma.
Right.
And what's happening during a traumatic event? During a traumatic event, there is a moment of dissociation happening. That means that the cognitive brain shut down. When it's too much stress, it shut down so we don't suffer too much during this instant of trauma. What you and I were aware of right now consciously is about 2,000 bits of information per second that we process at a bit of at a speed of about 100 to 150 miles per hour. That's consciously. Okay. Subconsciously, our brain has the power to process 400 billion bits of information per second versus 2,000, and to process it at a speed of 150,000 miles per hour.
Wow.
That means that when we experience an instant of trauma, what is happening when there is dissociation, the cognitive is not here to filter information. It's out. The subconscious takes over, just like the black box of a plane, and is going to gather tons of information, sensorial information, what you smell, what you feel, what you taste, everything that is available through your senses, because there is no more cognition. It's going to gather all these elements at a speed of 150 miles per hour with a definition of 400 billion bits per second during this time of dissociation. It's a bit like a huge vortex taking a bunch of information in a non-linear way. Your brain is also going to record what physical sensations you feel at that instant. So that happens every time there is an instant of trauma in our life. Now, one of the main jobs of our brain is to predict. Our brain constantly predicts based on past situation. That's what keeps us ahead of the game, constantly. Okay. It's an amazing machine at prediction machine. What is an emotional difficulty, a debilitating emotional pattern? What's happening is when your body, your brain, your whole body, find itself in a situation when it recognizes one or several elements that were present during a past trauma, your brain can be a smell, it can be a situation, doesn't matter. Things don't make any sense. When your brain finds itself in a situation where you recognize in a nonsensical way one or several elements present in a trauma, it is going to predict instantly the physical sensation that you're about to feel in your body based on what was felt during this very specific trauma. We know that neurobiologically. That's fact. That's science. The brain is predicting the physical sensations. It's going to generate the physical sensations. That's called interoception. And that's when you know that you're having an emotion. So think about that for a second. Every time you're feeling an emotion, in your body are the same sensations that were felt during a specific trauma in your life. It's only a prediction.
Okay.
It's like an amazing time machine. So knowing where this prediction comes from doesn't matter because the path is happening every time you feel an emotion.
Right. Okay. So that would kind of be, you know, to back up a second, kind of reminds me, and I could be off base a little bit, but hypnosis. So is that why you think that people can remember certain things under hypnosis? Because they've taken in all of this stuff, they just don't remember it. But it under hypnosis, they could be guided to find it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And sometimes hypnosis and I would say, you know, work with psychedelics, mushroom, ayahuasca, all this is very much trending these days. Same thing, but I would say that the memory reached with hypnosis or any of those treatments might not be accurate. The image might not be accurate because there's your whole history since then that accumulated. All your belief and it shifts everything. With MRS, we're not going to tap into any imagery. We're only going to use the physical sensations in the body.
Okay. So you've set up with like what you're saying with hypnosis, you've already set up kind of like a movie in your brain, you know, of what you think it is. And that might not necessarily be what it is.
Correct.
If I understand. That's okay, correct. Cool.
However, the path of the sensations, this is correct because we cannot impact it. It happens. It happens to us. There's no voluntary power over it. There's no control.
Okay. Wow. That's kind of huge. So how have you, what kind of, I guess, things have you helped people with? I guess if that's really even a right question.
No, it is. You know? It is a right question. You know, the scale is huge. It goes from anxiety to phobia to unprocessed grief, performance anxieties, resentment. Any emotion that keeps on coming back in our life and that are not purely congruent with our current reality, this can be resolved. Because all it is, in a very clear way, these emotions that keeps on coming back are outdated predictions from the brain.
Okay.
So what we do with MRES is update this prediction, showing that whatever stimulus currently is bringing up this emotion, we're showing the brain that currently this stimulus hold no danger.
Okay.
And that's all we do in a session. You know, in a session, we found ways to re-trigger emotion very specifically, anxiety, fear, etc. We have a whole battery of ways to do that in a very respectful and gentle way. Sure. The body generates those physical prediction, this physical sensation, this interoceptive prediction. And then what's happening? Most of the time when we feel an emotion, anger or whatever it is, as human beings, when we feel that in our life today as adults, we control it. Either way we scream or we keep it inside or we have a beer or we control the way that we feel one way or another. And that's the problem. The problem is we always interfere with the prediction. We never let the prediction play out until the end without any type of control.
Okay.
If we want to resolve a disruptive emotional pattern, it is actually quite simple. It's simple, but it's not easy. Because we have to let these physical sensations play out without any type of control in a safe environment.
Okay.
Because at the end of the prediction never takes longer than 90 seconds, by the way. 90. Never.
Wow.
But if we can let the prediction plays out, the sensation that might be a little uncomfortable, but they're only sensations, they're not going to kill us. If we let the prediction plays out until the end, at the end of the prediction, the brain is anticipating being hit by some kind of danger.
Right.
At the end of the prediction, nothing happens. We're safe and sound. From that very second, the prediction is updated.
So that's kind of what you were saying, rewiring it, you know, so rewiring that emotion.
It's brain plasticity.
Okay. Wow. That sounds really intriguing. Okay. Have you yourself had, like, when you were learning about this, that you yourself experienced that rewire?
Yeah, absolutely. Emotionally, I'm not the same. I couldn't do this job if I was the same as I was. Emotionally, yeah. I'm the same guy. I'm probably no better, no worse, but I suffer way less.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. entrusted Hannah Quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
I'm more attentive to the people I love. I stop doing things that I don't want to do. You know, I used to be a yes man, like yes, and then feeling resentful and feeling overbooked. I know I don't do that anymore. So in a way, I am much more joyful, much more content than what I used to be. And you know, the beauty is I don't have to control it, right? I don't have to do any exercises or meditation. I'm not walking on water. Far from there. Trust me. You can ask my wife. Okay, I got plenty of shit I got to deal with. But
don't we all? Yeah,
but for my inner peace, for my inner state, it's definitely day and night. Yeah.
I mean, that's so important. You know, I mean, the outwardly, yeah, that's important, but the inner.
Yeah.
You know, if you can quiet that down substantially or make it shut up completely, then that's a huge lift. And I know some of the parents that I've talked to and some of my friends that, you know, well, I've become friends with people that have gone through estrangement or are going through estrangement. That's one of the biggest things.
Yeah.
You know, just the self-talk and the how terrible person you are and all of that. And so many of those emotions, obviously some of them we know where they started from, but you know, with the estrangement, but some of them could be well beyond that, you know? So
I think in neuroscience, they call that a mind fuck.
I like it. The technical term. Yep.
But
so
yeah, absolutely,
definitely.
And it's endless. And you know what you mentioned here, the I think you mentioned guilt, you know, the guilt, the why, all this is poison. This is poison. It doesn't bring anything to anyone, and it us inside. I would say that from my practice, I would say shame, guilt, resentment. These are some of the main poison, right? It kills us.
Yeah.
It prevents us to be fully alive, to live on. Yeah.
With any emotion, you know, with any bad emotion, I guess you'd say that, or if you want to classify it as bad, but those things, guilt and shame and, you know, whatever, but those are killers, quite literally sometimes.
Absolutely, quite literally, absolutely. You know, so often I see people who have been, for example, abused sexually, and often also from people from their own family, you know? It's not uncommon, sadly. And so they have all these emotions that they've been carrying on about that. And then the one that stay and that hurt most is, I cannot forgive. And they're mad at themselves because they can't forgive the person that abused them, and I often tell them, you don't have to forgive. You don't have to forgive. Why would you hurt yourself because you can't forgive? No, you have to live on. You don't have to move on.
Right.
You don't have to feel bad because you can't forgive. Some things cannot be forgiven, and that's okay. And that's okay as long as you don't carry the weight of the trauma in you constantly.
Yeah, I mean, everybody handles all of those kinds of things differently. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are able to, you know, forgive even if they don't say, "Hey, you that did this to me, I forgive you." More about you forgiving them in here.
That's right.
You know, and releasing it.
That's right.
So you don't have to constantly live with it.
That's right.
So, wow. Okay. Okay. So tell us about the Institute, the Emotional Health Institute. How did that come to be?
Well, we needed to have a structure to, we developed this work called EMRES, Emotional Resolution, and we're having great results. It's a body of work, you know, basically we develop as many entrance doors as we can to resolve the wounds of trauma, to resolve debilitating emotional pattern, And we need a structure to communicate about it and share it and do some work in the school district, for example, and other other places like this. And so it came, it became pretty naturally to create a nonprofit. So we created a nonprofit here in the USA. We created a nonprofit in France as well, and Japan as well. So the institute is here to teach the work, emotional resolution, to therapists, coaches, parents, teachers, and of course to offer a directory of people who took this work, so people can schedule sessions if they want to, and share information about how the brain constructs emotion, why MRS works, and how it works. A big part of the work for us is to demystifying emotions. You know, there's this, right. this mystic thing about emotions and how complex it is and all this. Yes, it's complex and it's not.
Right.
So it's trying to be, yeah, to vulgarize what emotions are in order to make them approachable to everybody.
Okay. Yeah. And you mentioned that, I think you just mentioned that in the local school area that you were talking about it.
Yeah.
Was that well received within the school system?
Yeah, we did that before the COVID. Actually, we taught over 200 teachers here in Marin County. I live in the Bay Area by San Francisco. We taught over 200 teachers. It was very well received, especially for the teacher to do on themselves. And of course, we taught the teacher how to do it in the classroom. Now, what we found is for the teacher to do it with children. Teachers have to do it when they notice that children are having small emotions, right? Like anxiety, is feeling shy. What we notice is the teacher were only applying MRS when the child's behavior was disturbing them or the classroom.
No.
And gotcha. And we cannot blame them, right? They have 25 kids to deal with. No blaming here.
Right.
But that's too late. When the child is reaching a moment of tantrum, you cannot reach him. It's too much because the tantrum is more often than not an accumulation of emotions.
Sure.
So we really made a point to really try to teach the teacher is don't wait for them to be over the top. It's too long. It takes 45 minutes for the hormones to come down and to be able to reach them again. No, it's like noticing when the child is having a anxiety, fear, and do it right then. That's when it works. But it's a bit like with our own kids. You know, often we feel like we care for them, but very often as parents, we are trying to help our children because their behaviors or their emotions are causing us pain.
That's true.
And so we are taking care of them, yes, but through them, we're actually taking care of our own pain. And that's the same thing in school, right? They were only doing it when the child behavior was triggering them and they couldn't do their work or and it's too late. Because we shift from taking care of to control.
And at that point, you might as well let it play out and let him naturally get to the end of it. And then...
That's correct.
You know...
And while they're going through their emotions, take care of your emotion. Like, go and feel what's going on inside of you so you can be actually attentive and present for the child.
Awesome. So you mentioned the practitioners. Roughly how many do you have in your directory that do this? And like, is there more in one area than another as far as geographically goes?
So for the US, I think currently we have 40 people certified. Our certification has to be renewed every year. It's pretty, how can I say, it's pretty strict. In the way that we maintain certification. So we have only 40 certified, we have more practitioners, but certified practitioner, 40 currently. It's most of them work online. For example, I haven't seen anybody since COVID. I mean, in person, that is. I only work on Zoom. So all of them are accessible all the time via Zoom. We have some practitioner in Australia. So the US, Australia, France, Spain, Canada, the Philippines, Japan.
I mean, if there's anything good that came out of the pandemic, it's things like that, because you can have more access to people, you know, you and therapists and even doctors to a point, you know, so that's good. Cool.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then, so I know we've talked, so it's called
EMRES, emotional resolution.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. having trouble remembering the acronym. So, well, it sure sounds like it can help with so many things, and that you're able to really live again if you're able to resolve, I guess would be the correct term, some of these things.
Yes, and you know, Donald, often people ask me, well, if you resolve all your emotions, you're going to be like a robot. It's not about that. It's about resolving the emotions that are not congruent, again, with what we're experiencing now, right? And we notice that a lot of the emotions that we undergo actually steal our current experience. Like, for example, right now, I'm having a very nice conversation with you. I enjoy it.
Right.
But 3 years ago, for example, I would have been stressed out. And so I would not have enjoyed this conversation with you. I would not have enjoyed this moment for no particular reason. Just because I had a fear to be on camera, had a fear to be exposed. But that was incongruent. Yeah. You don't want to hurt me. There's nothing. I'm here because of my own will. That was incongruent. That's gone. I don't have that anymore. But does that mean that I don't feel any emotion? No, to the contrary. That means that anything in my current...
You feel more, probably.
Yes, that's exactly it. Because we are actually able to feel the less stuff we carry from the past, the more we can feel of what's happening now. With our family, with our work, with it's crisper. It doesn't stick. It doesn't stick.
Okay, so what... what is the biggest takeaway, I guess, you'd want people to know from our conversation today, if you had to pick one thing?
Yeah. I would say it doesn't matter if you know or not what caused your current pain. It doesn't matter if the current pain that you're feeling has been with you for decades or years. It doesn't matter. The way that the brain constructs emotion is always the same. And the way that the brain can update outdated or obsolete prediction is always the same. So it doesn't matter if you know why you feel a certain way. It doesn't matter if it's with you for years. And if there is a very good reason for this pain to be, it doesn't matter. It can be resolved if it keeps on haunting you. You know, I often tell my clients, we're a bunch of haunted houses. You, me, we're full of ghosts. And those ghosts, again, they don't belong now. They belong to the past. And they can go back to the past. So we can, it's about integrating experiences. These emotions that keep on coming back, all it is are situations that were not able to be integrated because it was too much at the time. But nowadays, from our perspective today, we can integrate them. It's about reclaiming each part of our life that were stolen by some kind of trauma.
Right. Awesome. Now, you mentioned also earlier that, you know, there's many different types of people who do this kind of work, who, you know, you're 40-ish people here in the U.S. and others. Do you have to have any sort of background in psychology or any kind of training, I mean, before your training?
No. And really that's the thing about our work. It wasn't created by therapists. It was created by people who come from different physical therapists, gastroenterologists. I come from the kitchen. You know, people who come from different background, who studied that for a long time. But our approach is such that we want to be able to communicate this work to absolutely everybody who want to use it in a safe way. So if people want to be certified, they will be certified and they will learn how to use this work safely and with great respect. But you don't have to have any background. You don't have to have any diploma. No. It's irrelevant.
Have you gotten very much like pushback from any like those professionals? Have you heard anything that people say, oh my gosh, you can't do this, it's crazy?
No, because we have therapists working with us as well, you know. Have therapists working with us. We have some studies coming out about the impact of the work, and we need more. The more the better, of course. But no, of course we're doing that very consciously and very safety. And therapists that take the training, it's not easy for a therapist to take our training, because in many ways, we can show that people don't have to talk for a long time about their problems to resolve it. And again, right. There's nothing against talking for a while about problems. Therapy definitely has a place in healing, definitely. Sure. But it's different. It's a different approach.
Well, that's awesome. And that's unusual, I would think, because a lot of, I guess you'd call it alternatives to traditional stuff, people get a little freaked out about it, and they, you know, give the people who are trying to do this a hard time. So I'm glad you have some, all the different walks of life and all of the different people involved, because that'll help that. And it's just all about helping people.
That's right.
You know, so I don't see where you can go wrong with it. But well, that it's been very intriguing. So if people want to get in touch with you, what is the best way?
So with me personally is cedricbertelli.com. That's my website, and you can reach me there, have a schedule a free consultation or whatever. Whatever is good for the person. And the people can also go to emotionalhealthinstitute.org or emres.com, which is the main website. Well, that's it. The main website for EHI, for the Emotional Health Institute. We have a lot of information and articles and such.
Okay. All right. Cool. And then also you mentioned if people wanted to partake in the work, you know, to join you on your mission.
Yep. So they will find information on both websites, and the description of the curriculums will be there. The cost will be there. We try to keep the cost as low as we can, because it's important, I think, to share the work. So all the information will be there. And if they have any question, they can always reach out to myself or to the EHI. We are prompt to respond usually.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Well, and like I said, everyone, I will make sure that the, all of, Cedric's information, all of the websites we've talked about, all of his contact is in the description below. So check that out and make sure you, to reach out to him if you are interested. And if you have, whether you want to, work with him personally or one of his other people, or if you want to learn to do this yourself and help other people. I know many of us feel like we have a calling to do certain things, and clearly this is yours.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. It is more and more as I see that the work become more and more simple, and the impact that it has on my clients and people around me. So definitely, it might change one day, but so far, so good. My motivation of doing this work, it's right.
Well, having a little more simple life would certainly be good. One thing I didn't do, we'll show the other website that we mentioned here on the screen, so people will know. And that's the where you would go
to learn how to become,
register.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
To become a practitioner.
Shows all the information, and just go there. Like I said, if you are interested in learning more about doing this yourself, or you can book a consultation, you know, all of that stuff. So testimonials looks like is there. So
on both websites, there are a bunch of testimonials
Awesome.
Yeah, certainly, and we're getting more, of course. It's more that we forget to ask for them than, you know. But yeah, these are already like a bunch
right.
of them, a bunch. Yeah.
Cool. Well, very good. Well, if you guys have gotten benefit out of this video, please make sure and like the video, subscribe to the channel. Like I said, reach out to Cedric if you care to. If you'd like to find out some more, him and his team. And I guess, do you have any closing words you'd like to say, Cedric? Or
no, thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity to share this work with your audience. Thank you for your time, Donald. And just never believe that something is forever. And even if you've been suffering for a long time, you know, give it a try. You might be very surprised. Human
sure.
beings are not made, like any mammals, we're not made to hold trauma. It makes us sick. And as you mentioned earlier, Donald, guilt, shame, all these things, it doesn't bring anything but pain. And it reduces our cognitive abilities, our way to relate to people, our self-worth. So it's useless to carry.
Perfect. Well, on that note, we will end for today. So we'll see you guys on the next one. And like I said, just make sure and reach out to Cedric or myself if you need any more information. We'll see you on the next
one. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.